Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about the past is gone. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing everything possible in your life to make it awesome. Yes, today I just woke up and I gotta go do stuff for work and it's 7 o'clock, but I gotta go to work at 10. So can I make it in time? Who knows? Let's find out. Yeah, you know what doesn't work? That people think that America's still number one. Once upon a time we were, yay, but now we suck. Boo. But you're wondering, what do you mean, Gonzo? What do you mean, Gonzo, that America sucks? Well, look how the country's running. Want me to bring up a clip? Okay, then, here you go. Yes, friends, here's a clip of something that can be here. Yes, here's a port that they should be adopting everywhere here in the United States. But we don't do it. Guess who does this? China! Let's play the clip.
Good morning, everybody. Check out how this yard works. So, this side of the fence line back here is all automated. There's no humans allowed.
Yes, friends. The only reason we don't have ports automated is because people that are in unions are fucking losers. And they don't want to get themselves a real fucking job. Because they don't want to lose that little cushy job to just sit on their ass and just eat fucking ding-dongs and ho-hos, you fucking fat bastards.
See all the robots moving around? They're called AGVs, Automated Guided Vehicles.
Yes, friends, you got all these stupid assholes. They think that things are gonna stay the same, that things are not changing. Well, guess what, motherfucker? The future is now. Either you change with it, or you get left behind. So stop being lame. Just saying.
So that's what they're all bringing containers to the ship and taking them from the ship. Then they take them over here to the yard. And then they these cranes in the yard are all automated. They put them in the yard.
Yes, these people, they have all these cushy jobs, they think they could just sit on their fat asses. You guys are fucking stupid. If you suck at life and you can't do something else, well guess what? You should do the honorable thing and commit seppuku. Yes, friends, you shouldn't kill yourself because, you know, suicide isn't a good thing, but you know, sometimes you gotta make decisions, so either act right or bye-bye. Anyways, it's just an opinion, so don't listen to someone stupid like me. Let's continue.
And then the truckers on the other, on the back side over there will take them off to wherever they go, or they'll take them to the rails, which is in the back there also. There's a rail yard where we load the trains up. But you can see it's pretty crazy, man. This is the only terminal on the West Coast that actually is fully automated like this.
Yes, America, you should stop fucking importing fucking immigrants, even though I was born from an immigrant. We all were. But guess what? Immigrants are not the way. Start automating things. Use your brain, boy.
There's only one. I mean, there's so many terminals up and down the West Coast. This is the only one that's it's automated. It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy to work here. But I tell you what, these hammerhead cranes that we operate here, they're real easy on my back. The way they're designed, the way the seat is designed, is a lot better on my body.
Yeah, imagine moving all that fucking cargo and containers and freight or whatever by hand. Imagine doing that shit. Yeah, that'd be like building the pyramids. Fun times indeed. Yes, people, stop being retarded. Just start automating things. People think that human beings won't fucking adapt. People are resilient. Yeah, look at the people that get tortured. They endure all kinds of pain, but yet they bounce back. So, you think humans can't do that? So, what the fuck? Well, let's continue.
See, this here goes automated crane. I don't know what's going on. It's moving that container somewhere, if it's put in the yard or if it's coming out to put it on an AGV. But there's like 80 of those cranes out there, and the yard goes way back that way over there. So, yeah, pretty wild, man.
Well, my friend, that is called progress. Are you fucking stupid? Yes, it's supposed to be the future. You're supposed to go forward and forward. Start making robots. Yes, so we could start getting closer to sex robots. Yes, this port one day will become a brothel. Imagine having all these mechanized women servicing your cock. Yes, the future is here and you better get ready for it. If not, you're gonna get left behind. And guess what happens if you get left behind? Yes, you're gonna get nothing! Well, let's continue.
Crazy stuff. Anyway, you guys have a blessed day, people. Be nice to each other and happy holidays, man. Love you guys.
Yes, friends, guess what? China is eating our lunch. Why? Because our fucking politicians and all the people in power are fucking retards and they're losers. They'd rather give shit away to these people instead of making things go forward. Fucking losers. Yes, this is gonna happen. China's kicking our... Well, they already won. We're gonna go down and down and we're gonna go to civil war. So yes, you're gonna start seeing all kinds of shit, fighting each other. Yes, but that's okay because I'm gonna take over. And when I take over, I'm gonna stop this shit. There's gonna be a fucking chicken in every pot and a penis in every pussy. Yes, and you're gonna see Master OG doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But yes, friends, just don't let these losers fucking do their shit. You're not gonna win. Yes, it's gonna be difficult the future, but we will survive. You just gotta be strong, friends. So take care of yourself and goodbye.
Women have an ability to de-escalate a situation.
You have an ID on you?
No.
Let me see your right hand.
That's all right.
Do you want to go to jail for obstruction?
That's what you want to do to me.
You don't want to identify yourself and you can go to jail. Either you identify yourself or I break your finger.
Oh, well, if you want to break my finger, that's ridiculous.
This guy didn't do anything, I'm telling you. He came the same time we did. Like,
always identify yourself. That's obstruction if you don't, especially when we're doing an investigation.
If he wasn't involved, as he saw him up front and he was like, "Keith, that's not the other guy."
And have just an ability to connect with others.
Yeah. Either you identify yourself or I break your finger.
Oh. That trust that we work to build with our communities, we work on that every single day.
Oh, well, if you want to break my finger,
that's ridiculous.
Being a mother and seeing these families in need just gives you a different level of compassion for what other people are going through.
Needed a supervisor for what?
Yeah, I'm getting arrested for nothing.
Did you identify yourself to this deputy when she asked you? Because we're investigating a crime.
I wasn't part of the investigation, so you're going along with this too?
Are you going to listen or are you just going to run your mouth?
No, I'm done.
Okay,
I don't need anything else.
If you don't want an answer, that's fine.